Right, new save for Precious Moat. Right, you got the Burning Bush.
Oh.
Moshe's calling, and we're going to start with that. Moshe, the Burning Bush. Moshe got Roed. Moshe was the shepherd for the sheep of Yitro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led his sheep beyond the wilderness. It came to the mountain of God, Horeva and Horeb. And an angel of God appeared to him in a flame of fire from within the thorn bush. And he looked, and he noticed that the bush was burning. A standard call was not being consumed.
Wait,
Remember,
this is Chorev.
Horeb.
Is that Harsinai? Another
Yes.
word? Oh.
Yes. It's used synonymously, it's used interchangeably.
Okay.
For Sinai. Sinai, actually, from the Sneh, is a mountain of the Sneh here. Remember?
Oh. That's what it is?
Yeah, that's really one of that's the major.
Oh.
Explanation of why it's called Sinai. That it was called the Mountain of God, Horeb, and it was the mountain where this burning bush was. Remember
Okay.
Moshe says, "Asura, now I'm going to go turn around away or turn now." Veret Maragadol Hazan, I'm going to look at this amazing vision. Madula lo yivar hasna, why is the bush not burning? Hashem kisar, and Hashem saw that he had turned to see. I cried, and God calls to him from the bush. Moshe, he says, Moshe, says, here I am. I'll take Rabbah. God says, don't come close. Don't go there. Take off your shoes from your feet. Because the land that you're standing on, Admar Kodesh, she is holy ground. God says, Anochi, I am a God of your fathers, okay, Abraham, okay, Yitzchak, like Yaakov, God of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we quote that obviously in our davening. By Yaster Moshe Panav, and Moshe hid his face, Ki Yirei Me Bi Tel Kim, because he feared seeing God. Rim Hashem, and God says, I've seen the suffering of my people in Egypt. Betzakatam Shamati, and their cries I have heard Mipnei before their oppressors. For I know their pain. But Ered,
No, is what is that word?
no guess, those who oppress, who put pressure on.
Yeah, okay. I don't know it. Okay.
Okay, let's see how Korah trans. We got Korah in here. Loading, 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 loading. Exodus 3.
Also, while you're looking, it was interesting. We use that word hastir panim for God. Like,
Yes.
but this is a human. Yeah.
Why is it going to do this? Card select, here we go. Select.
No, Gish.
There we go. No guess with a sin. Nogsav. It translates here as taskmasters.
Okay. Well, it's like a
Okay.
plural male thing. You know
Yes.
that word, though, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Right. Tigoser, don't oppress your brother.
Oh.
It's a mitzvah. It's okay. But God says, I am going down to save them from Egypt, from the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring it up, the nation, right? My people out of the land, El Eretz Tavar Rechava, to this the good and broad land, El Eretz Zavar Chalav Dvash, land flowing with milk and honey, El Makom HaKananiyeh VaChitiyeh VaMrieh VaPriziyeh VaYachlibi, in the land of the Canaanim and of the other nations. Atah, Hinei Tzakat B'nei Yisrael B'nei Elai. Now look, the cry of B'nei Yisrael has come to me, and I have seen the oppression that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Now I am sending you. This is your job. But say it to me, and you and take my people out of Egypt.
Yeah, you could just imagine Moshe's reaction. What?
Right, and that's his address. It's like me, right? That's the next word. We didn't include that part, but like, who am I? I'm like the shepherd guy. I
Yeah.
was prince of Egypt long ago, but that was a long time ago. Okay, so why was Moshe chosen? Why Moshe? So I'm going to look at here. We know the Haggadah that connects this opening phrase, that Moshe Yaro'eh Tzon, right? He was a shepherd. So we know this Haggadah to this is from Shmuel Rabbah, that the shepherd was an important part of why he was chosen. Moshe Moshe was tested by God through the sheep. The only tested through the sheep. Amar Rabbeinu, Rabbi said, Moshe Rabbeinu, while Moshe was shepherding, tending his father-in-law's sheep in the wilderness, a lamb ran away, and he ran after it, until it came to a bush, to some shade. Given a gilachasi, when it came to this shrub, his damna lo brechasha mayim, he noticed a pool of water. Mamara stone, and the lamb started drinking. Given she gia Moshe, so Moshe comes to this lamb that's drinking. Amar, and Moshe said, Ani lo iti yodea, sharas aita with netzama. I didn't realize you were running because you were thirsty. Ayefata, because you were so exhausted. Yekivo al katefav, so he carries him back on his shoulders. Vayamalech, he was going. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Yesh lecha rachamim, you have this kind of mercy, this kind of pity, to lead the sheep that belong to another person. Kachayecha, so by your life, I swear, Atat Tiretzoni Yisrael, you will be the shepherd for my people Israel. Okay, and that's what Moshe Haya Ro'eh, so he was that kind of merciful shepherd. So he was the shepherd, so says that, calls that, you Biyad Moshe Baran, you led your people like sheep, the hands of Moshe Aram, that's the shepherded model. Okay, and that's the medrash about the sheep in there, but in fact, that's where the text leads us, because if you look at the three previous stories, right, the pericope, right, the little narrative sections, that we have the Moshe saves, it's a single slaves. There's an Israelite slave who's being beaten. He saves him, attacks the Egyptian, intervenes in the fight. And the next day, and they save Jethro's daughters as they're being kicked out by the other shepherds, right? He is a model of rachamim. Chasadim, that's what he does. But that's not what the text says. Why does God choose him? What does it say? Doesn't say the Rachamim, it's
The because he turned to see the
Vayar
bush.
Hashem Kisar Lirot. He turned to look, which is very strange. Like, okay, the fact he looked at this burning bush meant that he's worthy of saving man. So it doesn't seem like that big a deal. So Sfarno says, but Va'er'eh, right? The Sar Lirot doesn't mean to look at, it means to understand. Moshe will understand. Moshe saw that something deep was going on here. This was a big deal here. That's what he says. For it says, Asur na, let me turn and see et bonin. Let me understand as it's seeing. Hashem saw that he turned to look with bonin. He wanted to understand. So Vayikra, I love Elohim. So God calls to him, Lodio, to let him know what was going on. Come Rizal, as Chazal said, Bali Teher Misayinoto. Right? If you want to purify yourself, you want to do tshuva, you're helped. If you want to understand, you're helped. The fact that he wants to understand what's going on, Hashem says, here, I'll tell you what's going on. And this Vayikra Elav is the key phrase. He's called to him. He says it's like when at Har Sinai, at the later Har Sinai, I guess the Torah is Moshe Elohim. Okay, Moshe goes there, Vayikra Elav, Hashem Menahar. And God
Oh.
calls to him. Same language of Vayikra. Okay?
The same place.
Same place. And that he was able to see this wasn't some kind of incipient forest fire like California here, that that's not what he's looking at, but it was a sign from God. He saw that, he knew that, and he wanted to figure that out. That meant he was ready for this, literally, this calling. And that's Vayikra Elav. And that's an important point. That it's not Vayikra El, or Vayikra Lo. This is the Malbim explaining this by what Vayikra means. That the later Perushim explained well. Shekriya Lipiloni. When it's, the Torah says you're Kore Lo, just with a Lamed, two. Mereshaya Kore Rachok, that's just calling out to someone that says that the person being called out is far away, v'shalech, and you want someone to come to you. V'makoma kamosh Moshe. Mereshaya Karu, that's saying that the one who's being called, omed lefnei akorah, you're standing right there, he's already there, akorah me'elav, and nearby, akriya hu derech kavod v'chibah. It's an acknowledging. It's an acknowledging of the person. You're inviting him to join the one who's speaking. This is what it is. This is clearly the distinction there. So, if I love Elohim was not calling to tell him come here, it was giving him a calling.
Oh,
Literally, okay, a
that
call.
works in English. Does it work in Hebrew?
That's what he's saying. It works in English. He has that kriya. It's kriya el is a calling.
No, but I'm saying, because we use the word, that's his calling. Like he's
He's called to it, right? That's the way he defines
right.
the Merriam-Webster's call.
Does that work in Hebrew? Is there a Hebrew word like what's your like that's my calling?
I don't know, but Malbim is saying that's exactly what it means in the Torah when it
Right,
says Meikra.
that's what it
Kriya
means.
el is what in English would be
Right.
called a calling. Not a summons. But Krala is to be summoned.
Yeah.
Krael is to have a calling. So
But you know what I'm
eventually,
saying, because we
yeah,
use
I
that word.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we, I don't know what, I don't know how you translate a calling in modern Hebrew.
Don't know. Right.
Who will says about that?
It's
But
like,
I just.
it's almost, well, it's not slang, but it's not literal. Well, it's kind of literal.
In English, it's literal.
I have a
That is the
calling.
word that's used. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, Google Translate just has a Kriya.
But we use it like what's your avocation? What's your
Avocation, right.
passion? I have a
And, but the
calling.
implication, I mean, this is the way Merriam-Webster translates it, right? It's a strong inward impulse called a particular course of action, especially with accompanying conviction of divine influence. It comes from that there,
Oh,
that
that's what a
divine call.
calling is,
A
right?
calling is,
Assurance.
that's the
Good.
definition in English of the word a call.
Ah,
Not
accompanied
just.
by divine influence. Wow. We don't quite use it that way.
You don't think about the divine influence.
No,
You don't
right.
have that calling toward Star Wars. But
Yeah.
Rav Soloveitchik says, okay, that we, that's implied in what's being said here, that it didn't happen, doesn't happen suddenly. Rambam says, right, prophecy, any kind of, getting, understanding the divine, understanding God requires, this is a quote here, preparation, perfection of the moral and rational faculties. He's got to get to that point. He's been doing that. And when he looks at this, this is Rav Soloveitchik, this is from the Chumash Masoret HaRav. It says, Moshe Hayat Ro'eh. That was Ra'ah, but Hayat Ro'eh was shepherding, by a hag and was leading the sheep. And by Avoh, he says, was also was going to. This wasn't a unique thing. This is the way he puts it. The phrase in the beginning of the verse, Moshe Yiro'eh, is a grammatical form known as a participle. It's ongoing. If it was simply translated Moshe shepherded, that is in past tense, the phrase would read Moshe Ra'ah. A period there.
It's not he was a shepherd. He's saying it's some kind of verb, right?
Well, no, I mean, that is the implication that, but it's in the idea of ongoing action.
Yeah.
Not simply he was a shepherd in a point in time, but this was, he was a shepherd, right? He wrote, say, a shepherd for many years.
He was
Okay?
being a shepherd.
He was being a shepherd. Around construction of the phrase provides information about Moses' occupation during these many silent years of Hester Panim. Right? That's what you're pointing there, that God is Hester Panim. Like, Moshe has no context with God
Right.
in all these times. Moshe was a roet tzon. He was a shepherd for this period. So with the first two phrases, he says that both of them there interpret as participles in the sense of nouns, their ongoing action. The third and final phrase must similarly be interpreted to remain consistent. By Avo El Har Elokim, over the many years, as Moshe led his flocks of sheep, he alone would regularly visit Mount Horeb. Whenever he came to the desert, he would leave his sheep in the charge of assistants, go to the mountain of God.
So it was a special place before the burning bush.
Right. And in fact, almost arguing that it was Har Elokim, he knew that. It was Har Elokim because that's where he went.
Yeah.
Right, that's the way the Tziv says something there. That's what it means. He was going achar hamidbar, beyond the wilderness. Bamidbar that it really should have said in the wilderness. That's where he was shepherding.
Oh.
What it means is sheya mishtadel lanig b'makom shiyoter midbar. He was going something that was even more wildernessy. Further, imshach achar makom hamidbar and went past the wilderness b'deish yachol hitbodet, so he could be alone, he could meditate. Go look for the divine, to think about that. That was his Har Elokim. In fact, the argument that that was his, that's what made it Har Elokim, because that's where Moshe went. We don't see that. Right,
Well,
he was going to Har Elokim Horeb.
or it had a certain divinity to it. He
That
felt
he
it.
felt. And that may have been as well.
Yeah.
Okay. But I like my way of looking at it mostly because it doesn't retain that. After Mamre Har Sinai, it has no sanctity whatsoever.
Oh.
Its sanctity was simply because that's where the Torah was
Yeah.
given at this point. It was sanctity was because that's where Moshe and
When
his
to
words
think
was
about God. Okay.
went. He's doing it there. So he says or another. This is again, this is Rav Soloveitchik. Rashi comments on these on the words of Asura Na, is Asura Mikan LeKarev Sham. I will turn from here and I will go close there. What did Rashi add by this sentence? Right? To say, okay, that's what Asura means, to turn to. Rashi explains Moshe was not referring to moving his physical location. He was stepping aside from a worldview and embracing a new philosophy of life. And to advance
Oh,
directly.
wow.
Asura Na, let me change everything. Let me step aside from certain categories in which I used to think and adopt other categories, other concepts, and other ideas. So,
Wow.
Hada Avram tell Eliezer Yishmael, right? Shvu lachem poim achamari tells his na'arim, you need to stay here with a donkey. Mara says, Imadomelach amar, you people are like donkeys. Vaniva and we are going to go on from here. Avram was not referring to geographical distance, he was referring to different worldview. You remain with your philosophy of the donkey. There's another worldview, the covenantal logic, and that's what there that I and Yitzchak are going to go to this other place. And
Wow,
the
this is a little radical. Yeah.
yes, this is Rav Soloveitchik, this is what he says, right? And this is what Moshe said, Asura, now let me examine this great site. He instinctively felt that something unusual was transpiring in front of him. Okay, so hence, Vayara Shem Kisar Lirot is a way of saying that God saw that he was in a position, that Moshe was in a position, was in a mental state to be able to accept Nevuah. It got himself to that point. He could hear God's voice. And that happens. So Vayara Hashem Kisarli wrote that it says, Vayera Malach Hashem Elav to him personally. And again, this is this foreigner looking at this. Vayera Elav Mare Nevuah. This was a Nevuah. Ki Am Kasher Yigo Malachim B'dimut Anashim. Because when we see a malach appear, that isn't a nevuah, it just has an appearance like with Abraham, Lot, Bilam, and things like that. Lo yemar lehem vayera. The word of vayera is, and he appeared. That's a nevuah word. Well, yomar lehem vayar, that they saw. See that, right? By Abraham, and he sees these three men, it's vayar v'nei shlosh anashim.
And
That
what
was
does it say here?
Vayera. And
Instead of
appear Vayar. Not that he saw, but the Malach appeared too.
the same spelling, right?
Yeah, but look at the Nikud is different.
Oh,
By
so that's from
Yera.
the Masorah, because the Nikud is.
Right, that's what you're saying. That's read as, but it's all the Masorah, right? By Yera as opposed to Vayar.
I better make sure Jack gets it right.
Yes. And it's in the sense that the subject for Vayar is always the person doing the seeing,
Oh, true.
as opposed to the one being seen. That if it's if it's re if you would read it as and so appeared, sort of saying that's Mar'e Nevuah. The emphasis is on the Mar'e.
Wait. Vayar is what it says with the other people.
Right, where
And
Lot
here
says
it says,
Vayar Lot, Vayar
Vayera.
Malach Hashem,
Oh, he saw or it appeared to
appeared.
him. Okay. But it's still a Malach Hashem. It's not Hashem.
Okay, we're not. I mean, it goes
Well,
back and
yeah.
forth here, and I'm not going to make that distinction about
Okay.
what that means here. And like the Nitziv says, similarly, Malach Hashem a love to him, mi bichulo, specifically to him. This was him. So he doesn't like Soloveitchik. He was alone, even if if he may have not been physically alone, that he may have had other shepherds with him, but he was mentally alone, spiritually alone. He was the only saw this burning bush. Nobody else saw the burning bush. The sheep didn't see the burning bush. He did Beresh Masech Yuma called low. Right, when it says there was a voice for him called Elav Hushamev Acharim Lo Shamu. Nobody else could hear this. In Kana Mere Halaz Heya Rak Elav. This vision was only for him.
Oh, so you don't think everyone could see it, but he turned to it to examine
Right.
it.
Okay. So you can. Okay, so I don't know. I can read it in any one of those ways. Either he was alone. Or he wasn't alone, but he only saw it, or everyone else saw, okay, there's a bush that's on fire. And he's the one who saw it with a capital S as being this is the
Yeah.
Mar'e Elokim. All
Okay.
of those are consistent and all those have the same underlying idea that he was that Moshe had need to have both sides of this, the Baal
Yeah.
Chesed and this intellectual connection to God, right? The
Yeah.
Rambam's perfect
Well, the
human
Rambam
being could
likes
get
that,
Nevuah.
right? He
I'm
likes
sorry?
that. The Rambam likes the intellectual, right?
Right. Moshe has both here. That's important. But I want to look at the chronology of how it got, what happens. Okay? That after Vayasar Lirot and Hashem Vayar, then Hashem tells him, Vayomre Anochi, right? Hashem reveals himself. He says, Anochi Elokei Avichel Yaakov. And then Moshe is Vayaster Moshe, then Moshe hides his face. He sees this vision and then he hides. And then Hashem gives his mission, his given the mission. And we have these names of God. We have Yud Kei Vav Kei Elokim, keep going back and forth. It's Hashem sees that Moshe is ready. Vayar Hashem ki tzar lirot, and then Elokim appears to him. And then Moshe is afraid ma'abit Elohim to look at Elohim. And then it's Hashem gives it, and then the Hashem name that gives him the mission. Right? Went back over here. Right. Bayar Hashem ki sarli wrote. Bayikra elav Elohim. Same
Oh,
pasuk.
so you
Kill
don't
kill.
get just interchangeable random. You
And
think.
we're claiming it's not random, right? It's not a drunk editor. Okay, and it says and he says I know he okay Abicha doesn't use the same Hashem and then Vayaster Parav Yireh Beit Elokim doesn't want to see Elokim. We always say that Hashem is Milat Rachamim, Elokim is Milat Din, and then once he's afraid to look at Elokim, then Vayomer Hashem,
Oh.
right? Oraiti, and that's the point where Ashlei this whole conversation here. From here to here is all B'Shem Hashem.
And then
I mean,
he's not afraid to look at.
so Soloveitchik points that out. He's afraid to look, see Elohim, so Hashem says, great, I'm sending you on the mission. Okay, and this is the Gemara. Yonatan.
Aviva Zornberg has a whole book on Moshe, right?
I think she that sounds right.
Yeah.
I think so, yes. There's Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is the master of Agarata in the Gemara. You always, you got a good Agarata coming in when you see him quoted. The reward for the three things that happened here. Moshe, Panav, the three parts of that, and he was rewarded three times. Yischar by Esther Moshe Panav, of course he was by Esther, he hid his face. Zachar Kalster Panim, he got his face shown. And when he came down from the mountain. Yischar ki yarei, because he was afraid. He's Zachar, he was merited getting by Yerum Gesher love. The other rest of Bnei Israel were afraid to look at him. Yischar mehabit, and he didn't want to look. Zachala tumat Hashem, he had the ability to look at the image of Hashem.
Okay.
This is that's the Gemara. So this is Rav Shlomo Bechik. Initially, it is difficult to fathom Rav Yonasan's opinion. Why was Moshe's hiding his face considered such an exalted act? That's why he got to be so close to God. And then he puts it, the fire of the bush was burning, the infinite light called to him. So periods in there. The master of the universe waited, yet Moses' face remained hidden. He's hiding his face there. What he looks at it is that Elohim is, Min it is. God has revealed in nature. The master of the universe ready to reveal himself to Moses in his true absolute entirety. Moses had the opportunity to experience all that was hidden, to understand with clarity the ways of God, his justice, and how he leads creation. All questions would be answered, every teku, every unanswerable question resolved. Instead, Moses hid his face. He did not want all questions answered and mysteries to disappear. He had the ability to look at Elohim, understand Din, and he didn't. Moses trembled in the face of complete knowledge. What frightened him? Moses was afraid that had he not turned away, he would lose the attribute of chesed, the feeling of empathy and love regarding his fellow. He was afraid to delve too deeply into God's attribute of justice. Because if he were to understand this attribute completely, we'd recognize that in truth there is no evil in the world. You would know that pain man experiences is only for his good. He would see clearly, sure to me, Paulo, God is perfect, kol derechav em mishpat, everything is just. When Moses sees the world in its entirety, death, sickness, poverty, suffering, loneliness would all appear good with purpose and significance. With this knowledge, Moses could not perform chesed with a poor person, because he would understand why poverty was appropriate for the person. He could not have mercy on sick people, because he would have complete understanding why God inflicts sickness. And the objective of such.
So he doesn't get this, he doesn't get this knowledge.
He does not. He hides from Elohim. Because if we truly understood Din, then we wouldn't do Chesed. Because, well, if God wants it to happen, obviously, it must be the right thing. We have no understanding or sympathy with sinner and cannot entreat God in their behalf. We see in clarity the righteousness of God's judgment. Moses would not be able to pray on behalf of the people because he wouldn't perceive that their very request was absurd, as deserved.
So that's like us too. We don't understand.
Yes. And
Yeah.
that would have quote the Baal Shem Tov after that. Mercy and love are the basis in man's lack of understanding, his intellectual limits, and his childlike simplicity. Do not ask, why should I cure someone who God smites with sickness? Right? The Christian scientist approach. You can't go to the doctor. God wants you to be sick. For man, sickness is something evil, and evil must be fought. Chesed is bestowed on man with a heavy price, the lack of understanding. Moses had a choice to pursue knowledge and lose chesed, or remain without knowledge and merit chesed. He chose the latter. So great was his love for Israel, he sacrificed the most sublime of human striving, the knowledge of God. He's Gebal Chesed, and he's this potential, perfect, philosopher robot of the Rambam. And he could only become Moshe Rabbeinu by rejecting the latter.
Does he tie this to the tree of knowledge between
He
good
does
and
not.
evil? He doesn't. Okay. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know how it would work, but.
So this is a famous, the Baal Shem Tov's comment on exactly those lines. I love the way he puts it. Sholu Levesh, they asked the Baal Shem Tov, it's brought, doesn't it say in the Gemara Chulin, Kol ma da'aser sharik shekda. Gemara Chulin talks about kosher. And it says that anything that's not kosher, you can get a kosher version of it. You get soy bakos. Torah is assuring you're not missing anything. Get the figs, meat and all that. You
Okay.
can always find, the Gemara says, you can always find something that tastes like the non-kosher. Don't figure you're losing out. Okay, that's the Gemara. But they asked him. They asked this, but is ofen mutar kefira? So I know kefira, denying God's existence, is treif. Gemara said, I can taste it. How do I taste kefira? How do I taste heresy? And he answered, bitzdaka. When you give tzedakah, that's your taste of kefir, of denying God. Lo tamar, you can't say la'ani, sheya bitachon v'vada Hashem. That God has, you have trust in God, right? God wants you poor, you should be poor. Rak tia kofir botashad. That's the moment you should say, God has no power. God doesn't exist. It's my job to make that happen. That's every act of
That's
chesed.
cool there.
What?
Interesting.
Every act of chesed is an act of kefira. And that's fine. That's our taste of kefira, right? Right? Every time we help somebody else, we're saying, God, you got it wrong. Moshe is saying exactly the same here, right? That when he looked at Elohim, he was not going to redeem Bnei Israel. He says they see them fighting, they obviously deserve it. Only Hashem. We got to be midat haracham. Moshe's got to see midat mabita to be at Hashem, midat rachim, not at midat din. So again, Moshe has our opportunity to be the Rambam's perfect philosopher, prophet, robot. He overcame that so he could become the Shliach of Hashem. And that's what it means that Yesh lecha rachamim lanei tzono shel basar v'dam, kach liyecha. You have the rachamim to care for the sheep. You also have the rachamim to take care of the people as well.
Where is
And
that
that's how
pasuk from? Or just
this was the Medrash talking about him finding the sheep that we quoted it before. We have
At the
these two
beginning,
examples. He was right.
God
He
sees him
was
doing that, so he says, "Oh, take care of my sheep."
right. So that yes, what actually allowed him to be a Navi was the fact that he could see the potential for the Elohim. He was ready there, but then Rav Sojak says he rejects that in order to keep that sense of chesed as well.
Very interesting. It's a little counterintuitive or something. It's like a, you don't expect it to be.
Right. I thought that was very strong there. It's like, yes. We had the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Mabit Hashem, he knew everything possible. So they just says he didn't know everything,
So
but he was
he,
offered the
and
opportunity. He had
he,
the potential to know everything, but says that
and
will
he
keep me from.
volunteered. So that's what it means when a human must tear upon him.
Yes, he's hold, just like Hashem. Right, it's sort of analogous. He's holding back because if he was the point where he was Mabit Elokim, he would lose the human connection, and you can't do that.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
You have to keep your human connection. So I'm going to stop here.
And that also helps with the interchangeable names. Hello.